You are listening to Go Deeper, the podcast of Deeper Life Bible Church in Atlanta, Georgia. We hope the following message connects you with God, strengthens you in your fellowship with Him, and helps you fulfill His purposes for your life. The following message is delivered by Pastor Binga Omotesho.
In our series on Know Your Bible, we've covered a lot of ground already. We've talked about the fact that ignorance is dangerous. The Bible says that lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. And my people are gone into captivity because they lack knowledge. And so ignorance about the things that the Lord has said can be very devastating. Satan must not take an advantage of us. And if he's not going to take advantage of us, then we must be knowledgeable in God's word. We've looked at the authority of scriptures, that God's word is inspired, is the inspired word of God. We've looked at the fact that God's word is inherent. There is no error in the word of God. We've looked at the fact that God's word is infallible, that God's word is not just occasionally correct, but is always correct. And we've seen the fact that, of course, to interpret scriptures, you need the help of the Spirit of God. And we've seen the purpose of scriptures, where God has given the word of God. The scriptures is written with a purpose, because God is a purposeful God. And today we will make progress as we look at what it takes and how to profit from the word of God. Many people look at the word of God, but they don't know how rich the word is and how much profit and benefits they can get from the word of God. Our anchor text has been 2 Timothy chapter 3. Turn your Bible with me to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 3, and I'm going to read from verse 16. It says, all scripture. Everybody say all scripture. Say it one more time. You see, that basically makes it very clear. All scripture, whether it's in the Old Testament or in the New Testament, whether you pick from the book of the Psalms or the prophets, whether you pick from the law, you'll find all scripture, old and new, is given by inspiration of God. These were not the opinions of men. These were inspired words of God, and it's profitable. Everybody say profitable. You see, that means that an audience with the word is a profitable audience. Adventure in the word is a profitable adventure, and it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. That's why we're looking at the profiting from the word. God's word is profitable. And it tells us in verse 17 that the man of God, the child of God, the son of God, the daughter of God, may be perfect, thoroughly equipped unto all good works, furnished unto all good works. In Hebrews chapter 4. And I'm going to read verse 1 here. It says, let us therefore fear, lest the promise be left us of entering into his rest, any of you shall seem to come short of it. As we look at this verse, it tells us that God is a good God, and he has promises for his people. God is a great God, and he wants to help his people. It says, but there's something that can be a barrier. It says, therefore, pay attention so that the promise that has been given, promises of God, unfailing promises of God that have been given, that we will not miss out on the efficacy of those promises. And it tells us something in verse 2. It says, for unto us was the word, the gospel preached. The gospel was preached unto us as well as unto them. But the word, everybody say the word. Say it very well. Say it with assurance. It says, but the word preached did not profit them. Think about that. That means, as we're here in the service today, the word preached can either profit you or not profit you. But how will the word profit you? Or maybe you're at home, you read your Bible. How does the word profit an individual? How do you get the best from God's word? It says for the people here, the word preached did not profit them. Why? Not being mixed with faith in them that had it. That's why we're talking about profiting from the word. How do we profit from the word of God? Number one, you must realize that God's word contains so much. And the word of God reveals to us our inheritance in Christ. In Acts chapter 20. Acts chapter 20. Look at the word of God here. Acts chapter 20. And then verse 32. Acts 20, 32. Here the word of the Lord tells us clearly. It says here, and now brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up. God's word builds us up. God's word helps us to grow. It helps you, it builds you up, and to give you an inheritance. Think about that. The word of God exposes us to the inheritance that God has packaged for us and give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. And what I want to do in the minutes that we have is I want to show you seven ways to profit from scriptures. Seven ways. How do you get the best from the word of God? Seven simple ways to get the best from scriptures. Number one, you ready? You're ready? Let me hear you're ready. Say, I'm ready. Turn to your neighbor and say, are you ready? Yeah, I am ready. Seven ways to profit from scriptures. Number one, which of course may be very obvious, but you see, some things may be obvious, but they're not always obvious. Number one, read the word. Read the word. You see, if you're really going to profit from scriptures, if you don't read it, how do you get the benefit? If you don't read it, how do you get the best of the word of God? In Revelation, I want to show you something from Revelation chapter 1. Revelation chapter 1. And then look at this in verse 3. Revelation chapter 1. Blessed, blessed, blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. It tells us that the word must be read. The word must not just be something you put in your bookshelf. The word must not be something you just put under your pillow. The word must be read. And it says, blessed is he that readeth. That means if you don't read the word, you're missing some blessing. Blessed is he that readeth. We must make the word of God such that we read that word. We approach the word so we can read the word. The question is this: have you read the word today? How often do you read the word? Do you only read the word on Sundays? Do you read the word daily? Just like you take your breakfast and you take maybe your lunch and your dinner. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. Everybody say every word. But by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And so we've got to read the word in Acts chapter 17. Acts chapter 17. And I want you to see verse 10. Acts chapter 17. Verse 10. And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea, who coming thither went into the synagogue of the Jews. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures. How often? Shout it out louder. Daily, daily, daily. You read the word daily. You search the scriptures daily. That's how you really profit from the word. They search the scriptures daily, whether those things were so. Number one, read the word. Seek ye out of the book of the law and read. None of these shall fail. None shall want a mate. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. The word of God, God commands us to read his word. He challenges us to read his word. He wants us to take his word and read. In Isaiah chapter 34, Isaiah chapter 34, and then verse 16. Look at Isaiah 34 and in verse 16. Seek ye out of the book of the Lord. Is the book of the Lord. Seek ye out of the book of the Lord. You know, when you get back home, seek the book. If you've not been reading, get that Bible. Dust that Bible. Pick it. Bring it to a central place in your life. Seek ye out of the book of the Lord and read. And read. You know, whatever you don't read, whatever you don't know can equate to a closed destiny. What you don't know can be a closed destiny. But what you know can open up your destiny. Remember, we saw that. Give you an inheritance amongst those who are sanctified. If you will seek out of the book of the Lord and read, you will discover the possibilities and the provision of God for you. No one of these shall fail. None shall want a mate. For the mouth of the Lord, for his mouth, for my mouth, it has commanded. And his spirit, it has gathered them. Number one is read the word. Number two, hear the word. Everybody say, hear the word. Say, I will hear the word. One more time. I will hear the word. Because the Bible, is God speaking to me. The Bible is God speaking to me. And so you read the word. Now you hear the word. Recall from Revelation that we saw. Revelation chapter 1 verse 3. We saw that already. It says, blessed is he that readeth and hears. We must hear the word so that the blessing can flow, can continue to flow. Look at this in Luke chapter 11. Luke chapter 11. And see the word of the Lord here in Luke chapter 11. Verse 28, Luke chapter 11, and then in verse 28, the word of God makes it very clear. Jesus himself said, but he said, yea, rather, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. Blessed, the people that will hear the word. The people that will not reject the word. The people that will not think they are smarter than God's word. The people that will not think God's word is irrelevant. The people that will not think, well, this was written far, far, way, way back. That this is more than age and that things are different now. The people that will not think they are wiser than the ancient of days. The people that will not say they are wiser than the only wise God. It says, blessed are they that hear the word. As you're hearing the word now, and I hope you are really hearing that you're not thinking about lunch. I hope you are really hearing that your mind is not wandering to another place. Blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. And so it's very important for us to hear the word of God. And how we hear, in fact, the Bible says, take heed how you hear. Take heed what you hear. The content we hear, the quality of what we hear, these things are important in the sight of God. Because if you hear error, then your life will not be in the right way the Lord wants it to be. What will hearing the word do for us? What will hearing the word of God do in our lives? In Romans chapter 10, Romans, turn your Bible with me to Romans chapter 10. And then in verse 17, Romans chapter 10, what verse? 17, thank you. Romans 10, 17. So then, faith cometh. How does faith come? How does faith come? By hearing, is that the end? By hearing and hearing again. By hearing and hearing again. By hearing and hearing again. Can you think about somebody that says, well, I ate when the moment I turned 30, I stopped eating. Because all the food I have eaten up until the age of 30 should be enough to keep me to the age of 85. Will you think that person is wise? No. You know, that's what some people do. They hear the word of God. They say, I've heard that before. I don't need it again. I've heard that before. I don't need it again. And they tune off from the word of God. That's not wise. Faith will not be built that way. Hear the word of the Lord say, so then, faith comes. Faith wants to come into the hearts of mankind. God is a faith God. And look at the possibilities of faith. If you can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And if you will speak to this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and you do not doubt in your heart, it shall be so. Look at the possibility of faith. Faith, it says, is the bridge between asking and receiving. And all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. So faith is the bridge between asking and receiving. And you look at the possibilities of faith. But it says, how does faith come? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, not the opinions of men, not the stories of society, not the late night news, not the doctor's report, but you pick the word like this, and you see it as the word of God, and you hear it, you read it. In fact, sometimes, you know, it's been made very easy now. You have your iPhone or your Android device, and then there's a Bible app there. You're driving to work. Hear the word. Hear the word. Faith will rise like a mighty, mighty, mighty giant within you. Hear the word. Hear the word. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We will do it. I said we will do it. And then the people will know there are giants in the land because faith has come into our hearts. So, number one, you read the word. Number two, what's number two? You hear the word. Say, I will hear the word. Say it one more time. Number three, receive the word. Receive it. Receive it. Please look up here. Suppose I stretch out my hand and I say, here is a check of $1 million. If you don't stretch out your hand to receive it, I stretch out my hand, but you don't receive it. You know, many times God does that. He stretches out his hand to bless his people. But the people don't hear, they don't receive the word. They don't receive the word. And when you think about the word as medicine, that word goes into your body and as medicine to your bones, to your flesh, and brings healing to you. He sent his word and healed them and deliver them from their destructions. When are you going to receive the word? Receive the word. We are to receive the word of God. That makes all the difference. Look at this. In Acts chapter 17. Acts chapter 17. And then verse 11. Acts chapter 17. And then look at verse 11. We read this before. Acts chapter 17. Verse 11. I'm going to read from verse 10 so that you can get the context. Acts 17, verse 10. And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea, who coming thither went into the synagogue of the Jews. These were more noble. Think about that. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received. They received the word with all readiness of mind. They received the word with eagerness. They received the word with excitement. They received the word with all joy. They received the word with all readiness of mind. You see, that's how to profit from the word. If you really want to profit from the word, get excited at the word. Receive the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily, whether those things were so. they received the word with all readiness of mind. Now, I want you to see something here, because he compared the Berean Christians and he compared them to the Christians at Thessalonica. Now, let's look at how the believers in Thessalonica, how did they receive the word? And then when we see how they received the word, he said they were more noble. The Berean Christians were more noble. How did the Thessalonica believers receive the word? Look at this in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. You see, this is the attitude that will give us the very best, that will help us to really profit from the word. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. And then look at verse 13. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. And then verse 13. For this cause also thank we God. And we're thanking God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God, you see that? When you received the word of God, when you welcomed the word of God, that's another way to look at it. It's like somebody comes to your house and then the person say, look at how they received me. Look at how they welcomed me. When you welcomed the word of God in your heart, make a decision to always welcome his word. You know, sometimes the word of God may be very sweet. Sometimes it's not as sweet as you wanted, but it's the word all the same. Welcome the word of God. Receive the word of God. It says, when you receive the word of God, which you heard of us, you received it not as the word of man. You see that? It makes all the difference if you don't see a preacher and you see God behind the preacher. It makes all the difference. It says you didn't receive it as the word of man, but as in truth the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. You see, when you come to the house of God, and you say, Lord, speak, for thy child, so your son or daughter is hearing. And you understand that this is God speaking to me. This is God speaking to me. And you don't receive the word as the word of God as the words of men, but as indeed the word of God. That word will produce great results in you, and it will. I said it will. And so our attitude to the word is very important. Look at this in James chapter 1. James chapter 1. And see the word of what the Lord is telling us here in James chapter 1. And then in verse 21. James chapter 1. Verse 21. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive. Everybody say receive. Receive with meekness, with humility. You see, whenever you come to God, whenever you come before the Lord and his word, you bow the knees to his word. He's smarter than the smartest of men. Is wiser than the wisest of men. And he says very clearly here, receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able. Praise God, his word is able. I said this word is able, which is able to save your souls. That word will bring salvation. That word will bring dominion. That word will bring cleansing. You are clean. You are clean through the words that I have spoken unto you. Sanctify them through thy word. Thy word is truth. That word will bring righteousness into your life. And it says that word is able to save you. We must be people that really receive the word with meekness, with joy. And then the word will work wonderfully in our lives. In Psalm 119, look at the word of the Lord here. Psalm 119. And then I'm going to read verse 14. Psalm 119. And then look at verse 14 here. It says, I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies. You see, when I hear your word, it rejoices my heart. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. There are some people that get so excited about riches. There's some people that get so excited about a lot of money. I say, are you that excited with the word of God? He says, the psalmist tells us, I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. Look at verse 162. I rejoice at thy word. I rejoice at thy word. I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. That's how the word works in our lives. That's how the word works for us, that you are just excited at the word of God. The word of God brings joy to you. The word of God brings light to you. The word of God brings hope to you. It's like you said, this is the word. It's like you have never read it before. You're always coming to the word of the Lord. Those are the people that really will profit from the word. Number one was read the word. What was number two? Hear the word. What was number three? And then number four, believe the word. Everybody say, believe the word. Believe the word. You see, some people can hear, some people read, but how many people really believe what God has said? In Hebrews chapter 4. And I know we read that before, but, you know, it's never too bad. I mean, it's always wonderful to go back and read the word of God. If you have had steak before, you want to have it again if you really like it. And the same thing, you just want the word of God. If it's good, go back and see it. Go back and read it. Go back and meditate on it. Look at this in Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4, I'm going to read verse 2. For unto us was the gospel preached. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them. The word was not profitable unto them. Why? Is it because there was a devil to hinder them? Is it because the devil was too powerful? It tells us very clearly here. It says the reason is not being mixed with faith in them that had it. There was not faith. There was no faith there. They had it and they said, well, it's one of those things. But there was no faith to say, look at what God has said. These are the words of God. And God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. As he said, and shall he not do it? And shall as he spoken, and shall he not make it good? The Bible says, wherein God, willing to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, he confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie. And it tells us that your God cannot lie. The Bible says, God that cannot lie. When you know that, you come to the word, to the word of God with excitement, and you say, this is what God has said. You take it and you mix it with faith. And as you mix that word with faith, great things will happen in Jesus' name. Jesus said, if thou canst believe. The word of God says, if thou canst believe. How many things are possible to him that believes? All things. I pray it will be an experience in your life in Jesus' name. You will not just say it, but you will experience it. You will seize it in Jesus' name. In Isaiah chapter 53, Isaiah chapter 53. Look at this in Isaiah chapter 53. And then I read verse 1. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 1. It says, who has believed our report? Who has believed our report? You know, when you read the word of God, it's the report of God. It's the word of God. It's the report of God. Remember the 12 spies that were sent to go spy the promise, to spy the land. And then two came back with a good report. The report of faith. You see, faith always has a good report. Unbelief never has a good report. And the other 10 came back with an evil report. And because they came back with an evil report, they did not enter in. They missed out on the arm of the Lord being revealed for them. Who has believed our report? And then look at the second question that followed. And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? When you believe his report, his arm will be revealed to you. When you believe his word, his power, you will see in your life who has believed our report and to whom is the hand of the Lord revealed. You read the word, you hear the word, you receive the word, you believe the word. Number five, you meditate on the word. Or you think on the word. You see, the meditation is very important. And we're not talking about Eastern meditation. We're talking about meditating on God's word. And the Bible has a lot to tell us about meditating on the word of God. To meditate just means that you focus your thought on something. You reflect on that thing. You ponder over that thing. And God's word tells us very clearly that is important. That's how you profit from the word. In Joshua chapter 1, and then in Joshua chapter 1, and then verse 8, it says here, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt, what's the next word? Meditate. Thou shalt think upon this, thou shalt meditate therein day and night. It must be pretty important for God to say meditate on it day and night. I mean, for God to tell us, to tell Joshua, and by extension to us now, to think about his word day and night, it must be very important. Meditate on it day and night, that thou mayest observe to do. You see something there? You see, your meditation on the word will help you to do the word. Many people don't do the word because they've not taken time to think on the word. It's your meditation on the word that will help you to do the word. Meditate on God's word long enough until his word becomes so real to you. Then irresistible faith will rise within you. When you meditate on his word long enough, that word becomes so real to you, an irresistible faith will rise within you. It says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way, what? Prosperous. And then thou shalt have what? Good success. How many of us wants to prosper and have good success? Raise your hand. This is the secret. This is the secret. Meditate on the word of God. Look at this. Psalm 1 from verse 1. Psalm 1. And then from verse 1. Look at the word of the Lord here. Psalm 1. And I read from verse 1. It says very clearly to us here, blessed. Everybody shout that word, blessed. Say it one more time. Blessed is the man. Happy is the man. Fortunate is the man. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor seated in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate. How often? Day and night. It must be pretty important. He said, look at that man that meditates on the word of God day and night. I will tell you the future of that man. Verse 3, and it shall be. And he shall be. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth its fruit in its season. Its leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever. Whatsoever he does shall what? Shall prosper. That's the word of God, that as we meditate on the word of God, the blessing of the Lord will flow into our lives. Now, I'm going to show you an example of someone that meditated on God and on his word and on the possibilities in the Lord. And look at the result of that individual in Genesis 24. Turn your Bible with me to Genesis chapter 24. And then I want you to see verse 63, Genesis chapter 24, and then verse 63. Look at this, Genesis 24, verse 63. And Isaac went out. And Isaac went out to meditate in the field. Isaac went out to meditate in the field. Think about that. He had a schedule for meditation. He went out to meditate in the field. And then at the eventide, and he lifted up his eyes and saw, and behold, the camels were coming. Now, look at the life of this man now in Genesis, the same Genesis chapter 26. I want you to see from verse 12. This was a man that meditated on the word of God. He thought about the word. He thought on the word of God in Genesis chapter 26 now, and then verse 12 here. Then Isaac sowed in that land. And then Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year. It looks like God is talking about somebody here. And he received in the same year before 2018 is over. And he received in the same year an hundredfold. And the Lord did what? Blessed him. And the Lord blessed him hundredfold. Look at verse 13. And the man waxed great. And the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became what? Very great. Is that your picture? That's the picture. The picture of the one that meditates on the word of God. That's how we profit from the word of God. You see, God's word is not theoretical. It's for profitable living. It's given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness. And we must make sure we maximize the privilege that we have in the word of God. Number one, read the word. Number two, hear the word. Number three, receive the word. Number four, tell me number four, believe the word. Number five, meditate. Number six, practice the word. Practice the word. Practice the word. While we're yet in Old Testament, let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 28. Deuteronomy chapter 28. And I want you to see something in verse 1. Deuteronomy chapter 28, and then verse 1. And it shall come to pass as it will come to pass in your life. And it shall come to pass if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe and to do. That's the practice. All his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set you where? Will set you where? It's like you're not believing that. Will set you where? On high. How high? How high? How high? Above all nations of the earth. And God is able. I said, God is able. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that works in us. It says he wants to set the people that practices word above all nations, above all nations of the earth. Verse 2, and all these blessings shall come on thee. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee. Now, a person that obeys the word of the Lord is not supposed to be afraid that curse is following him. Where is that curse coming from? He missed his way. It says here, blessings will come on you and overtake you if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. In James chapter 1, James chapter 1. And then look at verse 22, James chapter 1. And see God's word profiting from the word. James chapter 1. And then from verse 22. And then look at James 1:22. But be ye doers of the word. Be doers of the word and not hearers only. Don't just hear the word and never do it. But be ye doers of the word. The word of God on salvation. Get saved if you're not. Jesus died on the cross. Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the whole world. Receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Be ye doers of the word. Be the doer of the word of God on salvation. Be the doer of the word of God on sanctification and holiness. Be the doer of the word of God on Holy Ghost baptism. Be the doer of the word of God on healing. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was laid on him. And by his stripes we were healed. Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving, deluding your own selves. For if any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, the word of God, and continues therein, practices the word, he be not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. God's word has a work for you. A doer of the work. This man, this individual, shall be blessed in his deed. That's the word of the Lord. We've seen, practice the word. Finally, speak the word. We've seen, read the word, hear the word, receive the word, believe the word, meditate on the word, practice the word, now speak the word. That's part of how to profit from the word. Speak the word. Speak the word. Speak the word. In Joshua chapter 1, we read that before, but now I want to emphasize the speaking part. Joshua chapter 1. And I want you to see verse 8. Joshua chapter 1. What verse? Verse 8. Thank you. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of where? That's it. You speak the word. You speak the word. You speak the word. But thou shalt meditate day and night. You think the word. You speak. You think the word. And then you do the word. You see those three things in that verse. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You speak the word. The word of God must be spoken. The word that is believed must be spoken. The Bible says, I believe and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. We speak the word. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, look at the word of God here. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And then in verse 13, 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse look at the word of the Lord. It tells us, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13, we having the same spirit of faith. We having the same spirit of faith. We having the same spirit of faith. According as it is written, I believed and therefore have I spoken. When you believe, there is the voice of faith. There is the voice of faith that speaks out. I believe and therefore have I spoken. Therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore do what? Speak. When you really believe God, you will speak his word. There may be a challenge. You're not moved by what you see. You speak the word. You remember the centurion? Speak the word only, and your servant shall be healed. Speak the word. And you need to speak the word also to yourself. You know, many times people don't realize that. In Ephesians chapter 5, look at this. In Ephesians, when you speak the word, it registers into your spirit, your inner man. Look at this. In Ephesians chapter 5. And see the word of the Lord. That's how you profit from the word. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 18. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. But be filled with the Spirit. And then what you have in verse 19? Verse 19, what do you have there? Let's chorus it out. Verse 19. Speaking to yourself. You know, God wants us to speak to yourself. Look at the Psalms of David speaking to himself. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. Speaking to yourself. This is how to profit from the word. This is how to profit from the word. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart unto who? Unto the Lord. You may not have a music, but you speak to yourself. You may not have a piano, but you speak to yourself. That's what God wants us to do. And today we've looked at profiting from the word. Already God has told us that there are blessings through the word. There is inheritance that belongs to us. And the word of God exposes us to the inheritance that belongs to us. We must read God's word so that the fullness of the blessing can come. We must hear the word of God. For faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Hearing and hearing again. We must receive the word. Receive with meekness the engrafted word of the Lord that is able to save your soul. We must receive with all readiness of mind. Be eager in the word of God. We must rejoice at the word. I rejoice at the word as one that has found great spoil. We must believe the word because God's word must be believed. To doubt God's word is to doubt God, and that makes the devil better than you are. Because the devil himself believes, and he does what? He trembles. And so we must believe the word. Who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Whenever you believe his word, you will see his power revealed. You will see his might revealed. You will see his majesty revealed. And then we meditate on the word of God. And like I said, when you meditate on God's word long enough until it becomes so real to you, then faith, like a mighty giant, will rise up within you. And when faith rises up within you like that, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth, and your days of impossibilities will become over. And then you practice the word, for God wants us to be the doers of his word, that man will be blessed in his deed. And then We speak the word. I believe when there's real dynamic faith, it comes out with voice, and the voice of faith speaks out. I believe, and therefore I speak. We also believe, and therefore speak, because of the same spirit of faith that we have received. And then it tells us, this book of the Lord shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. Then you will guarantee your prosperity and your good success. And then you speak to yourself. As you do all these, you will profit in the word, and your profiting will appear unto all in Jesus' name. I said your profiting will appear unto all in Jesus' name. We're going to rise up, and then with humility, talk to the Lord at this time. Remember, receive with meekness the engrafted word of God, which is able to save your soul. You receive with humility, you receive with meekness, and you commit yourself to obeying the word. You commit yourself to yielding to the word. You commit yourself to going in the direction of the word. You commit yourself to doing what God's word says. You commit yourself to the word. You want to read the word. Read the word. Read the word. Read it. Read the word more. Leverage what you have. You have the app on your phone. Leverage it. Hear the word. Hear the word. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You receive the word. Receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. Receive that word. Receive that word. Receive that word. And not only that, you believe the word of God. And when you truly believe the word of God, you will see what will come out of it. Because when you believe, great things then will happen. You meditate on the word. And as you think on the word of God, then you can be established in the way of the Lord. Because when you focus on the word of God, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And then you practice the word. You practice God's word day and night, when convenient and when not convenient. And then you speak the word. And as you speak the word, then great will be the glory that will be revealed in Jesus' name. And if you're not born again yet, why don't you give your heart to Jesus? Christ died for you. He paid the ultimate price already. Let the Lord save you. Look at the blood that was shed for you. The blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all iniquity. Every sin can be cleansed today. Just tell the Lord and he will forgive your sin. He will change your life. He will transform you. And your life will never, never be the same again. Praise the Lord. We're going to pray together now. And I want you to come to the place of devotion to the word. A consecration to God's word afresh. And then you will make up your mind and receive grace now from above to read the word, to hear the word, to obey the word. And your life will never be the same in Jesus' name. If you're making a fresh dedication to the word of God, commitment to the word of God, I want to pray for you. Just raise your hand. Fresh dedication. You're just commitment to the word. Lord, I commit myself afresh to this word. I want to read the word more. I want to study the word more. I want to give myself more to the word of God. Just raise your hand and now you will receive grace from above. Grace to do just that. God bless the hands that are raised. And God will give you that grace. More devotion to the word. More dedication to the word. Yieldedness to the word. To receive with meekness the engrafted word of God, which is able to save you. Father, we thank you. We bless your name. We magnify you for the word of the Lord. Thank you for speaking to our hearts today about your word, how we can profit from your word. We're praying that, Lord, in particular now, for those who have raised up their hands wanting to receive grace. Grace to be able to practice the word, to read the word, do the word, hear the word, and then meditate more on the word, so that their profiting in the word can appear more unto, of course, heaven and us, of course, on earth as well. I pray, Lord, grace will be poured on them in Jesus' name. And Lord, I pray that this word of God will be the food for our spirit. We will take heed to the word. We'll meditate on the word. We'll take time to study the word. We'll search the scriptures. We will go in the direction of God's word in Jesus' name. I pray that, Lord, that by your spirit and your power, as we believe your word and then speak the word only, we will see confirmation of the word in our lives in Jesus' name. And Lord, I pray you will confirm your word in every life. And your people will discover the fresh, in a new and living way, the immense possibilities, great possibilities in the word of God in Jesus' name. Well, thank you, Father, for the answer. Blessed be your holy name, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And everybody said, and everybody said, amen.
Thank you for listening to this message from Deeper Life Bible Church in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information about our church, you can visit us on Facebook or contact us by phone at 404-219-9598.